budget expectations. An Insight 18 special for money control.
Atithi Devo Bhava, you should be guessing what sector we're going to be focusing on Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive. And yes, I'm guessing you've guessed it right. It's the hospitality sector. Top of the wish list for the hospitality sector is a long-pending demand or gratification of the long-pending demand for infrastructure status. That's certainly one of them. Right now, I'm reminded of a George Michael song, You Gotta Have Faith. That's probably what FAITH, which is the Federation of Associations in Indian Tourism and Hospitality, the apex industry body, must be saying to the government in its wish list with respect to infrastructure status. It believes that such a status will ensure that hotels get a loan of a longer tenure and it will reduce the cost of rates. This is what FAITH has to say. Apart from that, the industry would also like for foreign exchange earnings in tourism services to be treated as exports, and also for the government to give a zero rating or a special rating of 5%, exempting GST for outbound travel and tour services. While on the subject of GST, the industry bigwigs believe that the 28% tax slab is uncompetitive and is actually affecting tourism. They'd love to see the levying of GST on declared tariff of hotel rooms and the reintroduction of input tax credit for restaurants as an industry. These are some of the other asks in the wish list for the hospitality sector. The belief is that under GST, the hotel industry is taxed way too higher compared to some of the overseas markets, especially the ones in our vicinity, which are just, you know, a few hours away, like Thailand, for example. The 28% tax levied on five-star and luxury hotels, experts believe, is killing the inbound tourism market. They'd like for it to be revised to 18% and the tax bracket for the lower slab of hotels to be 12%. With domestic travel rates increasing and customers having to spend in the region of 2,500 rupees to 7,500 rupees on room nights or accommodation, tax rates are only making the matter a little worse for the entire sector, according to experts. And if you're wondering what of all these monuments that we have so many of dotting the countryside that are in an absolute state of disrepair, well, that's also on the mind of the hospitality sector, as they've also tabled a suggestion that the public-private partnership model should be pressed into action to ensure the development of some of these deteriorating public monuments that acquire quite a few tourists every year. Just think of the Taj Mahal. Of course, the Taj is already, I'm guessing, taken care of, but there are scores of others. They'd also like tax benefits to businesses in remote areas and a fund for small and medium tourism entrepreneurs in India. These are some of the other suggestions coming in from the apex body.
Budget expectations. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.